Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's preview the Rams on Sunday with the birthday boy, Brian Broaddus, joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. He is going to be part of the KNC Masterpiece today for the Power Hour. That's going, that's taking place downstairs in our performance showroom, open house, holiday party, starting at 10 a.m. You can just walk in. And KNC's broadcasting live, then the G-Bag Nation, 4131 North Central Expressway, 4131 North Central Expressway. And Broaddus, are you going to be over the phone or in person?
No, I'll be in person there. So, yeah, excited about being with you guys in the morning here. And then going to do a little 12 to 1, kind of probably cover a lot of different things with the Cowboys. I already got into the draft some, too, so maybe – talk a little NFL draft if the boys would like to do so.
Excellent. Now, the national explanation for the Rams' turnaround is their offensive line. Like, they weren't as good this year as the offensive line last year. Maybe the offensive line's getting a little bit better right now. How much stock do you put into that?
No, I put a lot of stock into that. This is a big play offense, and what it does, it relies on the offensive line to kind of give them the protection in order to make that happen. They've done a lot better job the last 3 weeks of protecting Jared Goff. And, you know, he's one of those guys, as we've seen, everybody's watched enough Ram games to understand when he faces pressure, he's not as good of a quarterback. Quarterback rating is not as good. It's down in the 70s, right? I think 74%. But when he gets protection, they thrive, like I say, on those big plays. Lead the league in 20 yard plus plays. So yeah, it's a group that when they give him time and he could sit there, survey the field, and they've got the weapons on the outside with the Cooper Cups and the Robert Woods and the Brandon Cooks and guys like that that can kind of make some things happen. This Tyler Higbee, this tight end, is another weapon they have on offense. So they can kind of get you at all different levels. Again, when they get that protection.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp is probably their best receiver, but Robert Woods has been the one tearing it up lately in the past few games. Who do you think matches up with who? I know that the Cowboys aren't going to travel, but do we expect to see Byron Moore on Kupp or no?
Well, what happens is Cooper Kupp will play out of the slot. And I know you've talked about it on your show. I've listened to a bunch this week, and you guys have talked about the problems that Jordan Lewis has had out of the slot the last 3 weeks and the number of yards that he's given up. And, you know, I'm going to ride with Jordan Lewis because I know that he's the most competitive cornerback that they have. I know that, you know, people talk about Byron and stuff like that. Byron competes well. Does Byron always have success? No, he doesn't. But the one thing I know about Jordan Lewis, I know he'll try and get his hands on footballs. He can finish at times. You know, those are the problems I think that, you know, that they're going to face in this game this week is that, you know, with Cooper Kupp, and you know they're going to watch the Buffalo tape, and they're going to see what Cole Beasley did out of the slot, the option routes and stuff like that. That's where Cooper Kupp can really, really hurt you. They like to run a lot of pick routes inside. They'll run receivers across to run a guy through traffic. So yeah, Jordan Lewis had better be ready for fighting traffic all day in this particular ball game.
Brought us Todd Gurley's resurgence. Is that more like him actually playing better? Is he just getting more opportunities? The offensive line? What's been the difference there?
Yeah, no, Gurley's done a really nice job of when they've given him opportunities. The vision has always been there. I don't think he was always healthy enough the last couple of years, and now he looks like he's healthy with the knee. It's not nagging him. You see the cuts. He's able to press the hole on that zone read that they have, where he's able to press, and then he reads the backside cut. When you over-pursue, they'll wash their guy past, he'll make the cut, you know, and be able to get positive yards that way. It's a little bit like how Zeke runs the football. You get the defense to stretch, and then you take the ball behind. Gurley's still very good at when they get him, they run a crack toss where they have a guy like Woods, Robert Woods, the receiver. They'll get in bunch formation, bring a guy down, crack the end, and then get the ball on the edge. The Cowboys have had some problems getting linebackers out in space and getting the safety to fill the alley in order to prevent the crack toss from working. So keep an eye on the ball getting to the edge and then those inside cuts from Gurley. But again, he looks a lot healthier running the football this year.
Your profile pictured is you speaking to Rod Marinelli, and yeah, you're in the same building with these guys, including Chris Richard. What do you think Rod Marinelli has been telling this defense?
Well, I think he's disappointed in the fact that they just have not done a better job of – he's really big about the pressure stuff. I've always – when talking with Coach, he's always been about scoring defense. You know, he understands the yards and stuff in this day and age. He thinks it's impossible to play defense in this day and age with the way the evolution of the offenses and then also, though, the way the rules favor what you see in offensive football with the, you know, the receivers and how you can – bump him and affect him and what you could do to hit a quarterback. So he understands what he's up against all those times. His scoring defense, you know, the times has been really, really good. And I think that the thing that he's probably the most disappointed about is they haven't tackled well at all. And that's something I know that he did take a lot of pride in. You know, when I was with the team, you know, watching practice, you know, there's a lot of drills and stuff that they do. There's a lot of things that they try to work on, stripping the football, intercepting balls, tackling, wrapping up, head across, you know, all those things. I think that's the one thing that he's probably the most disappointed about, because a good tackling defense is, you could see the statistics will show that a good tackling defense will always be up there, will always be, you know.
Brian Broaddus joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Since
from saying,
Brian?
Yeah.
Sorry, you cut out real quick. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. A good tackling defense is, I think that's their calling card. You know, and that's, you know, that's where defenses, you look over the years of teams that played well on defense, and tackling's the first thing that you could see with your eyes. We focused a lot on these turnovers, but now it's like, well, they don't tackle. So now you don't get turnovers and you don't tackle. Well, then that means you're a bad defense. And I think that's where I think that's where Rod Marinelli has had his biggest struggles with. He's always been with teams that have created turnovers and been able to tackle it, and this team does neither right now.
Brian Broaddus, buyersafety.com, hotline preview in the Cowboys and the Rams. How much has Jared Goff really regressed?
Well, the pressure is clearly a problem for him. And, you know, that's where you know, we talk about the protection, the weapons, things around him. You know, there's still a very, very big play offense like I've talked about. But when he faces pressure, he has not adapted very well. When teams get after him, you know, and my old friend Mike Lombardi likes to say this, when you heat him up, he's going to have problems. And, you know, that's the problems for the Cowboys now. They're like a middle-of-the-road pass-rushing team right now. And can you bring pressure? And even when they do bring pressure, quarterbacks have had success throwing the football against these guys. So, yeah, this is going to be a tough matchup. But the regression is, I think, that he's still the same quarterback as far as making the big plays. The regression is that he hasn't been able to pick up the fact that teams know when they pressure him that he has problems. He hasn't gotten better in that aspect of the game. If he were to improve of that, then – you would see a quarterback that we'd all be talking about is, oh, this is one of the top eight quarterbacks in the league when it comes to overall play.
Since Ramsey and Rapp have made their way into the starting lineup for the Rams, 30 sacks, and then outside of the Baltimore game, they're averaging about 10.5 points a game. What's their defense been doing differently that has kind of transformed them?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. They've got one of the best players in the league in Aaron Donald inside at their defensive tackle spot. Michael Brockers is difficult to block on the edge. Clay Matthews has chipped in, you know, a veteran player that still can pressure the pocket. You know, you get him in some one-on-one situations, he's been pretty good. Their linebackers run really, really well. I forgot to even mention Dante Fowler, another, you know, he plays as a linebacker in the scheme. Wade Phillips does a great job coordinating their defense, and you know, he comes up with different looks and blitzes and things like that, but he's able to get guys home. And you know, you mentioned that they've covered really well with Ramsey. He could kind of take away your best guy. You know, and then Taylor Rapp, you play him around the line of scrimmage. He's been really, really good as far as playing there and then taking on run and being physical when he has to. He can cover underneath when he needs to. You know, the Cowboys, when they evaluated Taylor Rapp, and he was one of my favorite players in the draft because the University of Washington, we were talking about him. He was a guy that was very physical. You watch those Pac-12 games, and, you know, he was always creating turnovers. He was always around the line. He was making things happen. The Cowboys scouts just didn't feel like he could run well enough at safety. You know, they were looking more for a guy who could maybe play as that deep guy, but they had Xavier Woods. So, you know, that's kind of why they went the direction they did. Had the opportunity to draft Taylor Rapp, but they didn't. And, you know, I think they're paying for it right now because he's been outstanding, as you mentioned, these last few games playing defense.
When I look at the box score of the playoff game last year, Aaron Donald had two tackles, one tackle for loss. How did they do against him, if you remember?
Yeah, and that was the game that they brought back Connor Williams. And Connor Williams wasn't the problem in that game. I went back and watched what happened in that game. It was Zach Martin against Ndamukong Suh was not very good. And that was the big, big issue right there in that football game. And I'll tell you what, defensively, you know, going back, the Cowboys had a lot of problems. The Rams were able to prepare 2 weeks for that football game. If they, you know, they were either going to face the Seahawks or the Cowboys. They'd already played the Seahawks twice, so they didn't need to worry about the Seahawks. They need to worry about studying the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. They had a great plan in that football game. But, yeah, you're right. On the defensive side of the ball, though, they just did not do a very good job of handling Ndamukong Suh. He affected the way that they ran the football. They tried to make some late rallies. The Cowboys got caught on a fourth down situation, too. Missed on some pass plays on third down. Had a big, big miss of Amari Cooper coming across the field that Dak Prescott threw the ball higher. They could have kept a drive going. So kind of the same thing with the Cowboys. You know, some mistakes on those third and 4-6 downs. This is something that's plagued this team a little bit, by the way, guys. Just going back, I know you asked me about defense, but you look at the Cowboys' offense, when they've been bad this year on those third downs that are 4 to 6 yards. They're one of the worst in the league when it comes to converting those downs. But when they get them in the short yardage or long yardage, they're one of the best in the league. It's really those money downs at 4 to 6 yards that they've been losing. You can't lose them 4 to 6 in this game right here, or the Rams are going to run you out of the park.
What type of day do you expect Amari Cooper to have against Jalen Ramsey?
Well, you know, talking to people in the organization, they're telling me that Amari Cooper is healthy. And so, you know, again, that was a question I know you guys brought up, is he playing through injury and all? And these guys do not like to put hurt players out there. That's something that they really, really harp on, you know. But, yeah, he's struggled the last couple of weeks when he's had to work against guys that are quality of the corner, and this guy's one of the best in the league. I need to go back and look at the Jacksonville game when they played earlier. Last year, I want to see that. I think that Amari had a nice game playing there against him and some of the matchups he had. I wanted to take a peek at that one myself and just kind of get a little bit of an idea. But, yeah, you know, he struggled against some guys that have been of quality corner. So, you know, at home, he's been very good. That's been documented very well. So we'll see how that all plays out. But, man, I tell you what, I kind of feel like, though, that Wade Phillips is going to come up with some type of plan to take him out of the game and then make these other Cowboy receivers have to beat him.
Beast, as always, happy birthday, brother. We'll see you in a little bit downstairs.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me always, boys. Appreciate you.
Brian brought us buyersafety.com hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.